Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Eric Burns. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Adam Melhus. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Hudson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Hudson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marlon Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting third. The first baseman, Albert Pujols. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Scott Rolen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Edmonds. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cody McKay. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Suppan. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burns is hit by the pitch. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coetzee strikes out. 1 out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Edmonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McLemore moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Pujols is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pujols hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rolen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Melhus hits a fly ball into center field. Edmonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hudson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hudson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burns is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Edmonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Edmonds takes first base on ball 4. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edmonds moves to second. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Mabry moves to second. One out. Cody McKay batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a line drive into right field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Suppan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Suppan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Citino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Citino is 0 for 1 in the game. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Citino for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pujols scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatberg for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Melhus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Melhus is 0 for 1 in the game. Melhus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Anderson. Crosby moves to second. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scudero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roland fields it and throws to second for the out. Crosby moves to third. Two outs. Tim Hudson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Albert Pujols is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pujols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pujols hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolen hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Edmonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edmonds strikes out. Two outs. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mabry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pujols moves to second. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0-for-1 in the game. Renteria strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cedeno. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coatse is 0-for-2 in the game. Coatse hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore moves to third. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dye hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McLemore scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dye moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria throws to second for 1, and Anderson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dye scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosby. The throw from McKay and he is safe. Crosby steals second. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Melhus is 0-for-2 in the game. Melhus hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cody McKay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Lankford pinch hits for Jeff Suppan. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford strikes out. One out. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes McKay. The throw from Melhus and he is out, Crosby applying the tag. Two outs. Marlon Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Albert Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pujols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cal Eldred now pitching. John Mabry now playing right field. Ray Lankford now playing left field. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hudson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hudson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Pujols settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rolen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Rolen reaches second base with a double. Jim Edmonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Edmonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edmonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rolen scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mabry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Edmonds moves to second. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Renteria is 0-for-2 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edmonds moves to third. Two outs. Cody McKay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McLemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pujols scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. One out. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kotze is 0-for-3 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pujols scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lankford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Lankford reaches second base with a double. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Lankford moves to third. One out. Tony Womack pinch hits for Cal Eldred. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Womack hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lankford tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Albert Pujols is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pujols is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pujols hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Simontacci now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melhus is 0-for-3 in the game. Melhus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a line drive towards short. Renteria reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rolen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rolen strikes out. 1 out. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Edmonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Edmonds hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hector Luna pinch hits for John Mabry. Chad Bradford now pitching. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Luna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marlon Anderson now playing right field. Hector Luna now playing second base. Bobby Keelty pinch hits for Chad Bradford. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Keelty hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luna scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray King now pitching. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 0-for-4 in the game. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luna scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Messer now pitching. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0-for-3 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cody McKay is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Renteria moves to third. Jason Markey pinch runs for Cody McKay. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lankford is hit by the pitch. Markey moves to second. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero misplays the ball. That's an error on Scudero. Renteria scores. Markey scores. Lankford moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Cardinals, 4. Reggie Sanders pinch hits for Ray King. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 0-1. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Anderson moves to second. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanders hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lankford scores. Anderson moves to third. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.